Aside from journalists and members of the military, there are other Americans in Iraq. Various anti-war activists are in the country to monitor the conflict. One group, called Voices in the Wilderness, has 26 representatives in Baghdad. NPR's Madeline Brand spoke with one of them.
Kathy Kelly says she's there to observe and report on how the war is affecting Iraqi citizens. She says she and the other Americans with her group try to visit hospitals to get a sense of the civilian casualties.
There are a high number of children whom we've met now who are in very, very serious condition. And yesterday, one mother came running in with three of her children, and one had just been killed. In some cases, families heard a bomb coming, believed it was going to hit nearby because the previous bomb had hit, and they ran outside, and the wall to the building collapsed, and that was how the children were harmed. In another instance, a little 10-year-old girl ran to a doorway and said, "Daddy, Daddy, the bombs are coming," and then she was hit by a shell. And doctors are working round the clock. They try to dismiss the patients as quickly as they can for those that might be given continued treatment at home because they need to make room for what they anticipate will be many, many more casualties.
Are you planning on staying there even when the troops get to Baghdad?
Well, in fact, 9 people just came and joined us last night. It was an extraordinary story given that they were literally coming through front lines of battle. And so our team numbers have grown to 33 people, all of us committed to remain here. It persists among us as a hope that we can be voices for people living alongside ordinary people. And if we can bring them some measure of comfort or distraction to the children or get stories out as long as the internet and the phone lines hold, then perhaps it's making a contribution. We earnestly hope so.
And what are the Iraqis that you visit, what are they saying to you?
We held a birthday party 3 days ago for young Amal, who had just turned 13. And we did it as an act of normalcy in the face of such abnormal situations. We went outside to the riverfront. We had barbecued chicken and sodas and party favors and birthday cake. And the kids played games like duck, 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 goose. I mean, this might sound insane, but the bombs were exploding overhead and some quite nearby. But the truth is, there's no place you can go inside a building, outside a building, in this neighborhood, in another neighborhood where you are safe from the bombing.
What are your plans for the next few days?
Well, if a state of siege is enacted, we'll certainly try to continue living as frugally as possible. We know that in Basra, people went without water and electricity for 3 days, and that certainly requires great sharing of resources and, hunkering down for what could be a very, very long haul. Should we encounter U.S. military, we certainly would not want to stop doing what we're doing. We visit hospitals every day. We stay in touch with and visit families every day, and we go to the sites that have been bombed every day as best we can to try to keep a documentation and a record of what's happening and communicate that. So we would not leave of our own accord.
Kathy Kelly, a founding member of Voices in the Wilderness. She's been in Baghdad since January. Madeline Brand, NPR News, Washington.